sometimes what this world throws at us can hurt us, like a deep wound. But God, well, He wants to heal that wound. Yeah, sometimes leave a scar that changes us, but definitely heal us. Yet all too often people don't allow the wound to heal. Instead of getting better, they become bitter. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Adversity is a powerful force in shaping a lot of the things in our lives. Our own sense of self-worth, self-esteem, what we think we're capable of, what we decide we're not capable of, our attitudes towards other people. It's a list that goes on and on. And talking about this stuff is important because this powerful force of adversity, a force that plays a part in every person's life, yours and mine, can shape us either for the better or for worse. It can either make us better or bitter. How many people do you know, for instance, whose lives are stunted, as it were, somehow diminished through the hurts and the wounds of the past that they still carry around with them? And it's at this point that God's grace comes in because Jesus, as He said with His own lips, came to set the captives free. So here's a powerful truth to help rid you of any bitterness in your heart that you might still be carrying around. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15. Be careful that no one fails to get God's grace. Be careful that no one loses their faith and becomes like a bitter weed growing among you. Someone like that can ruin your whole group. Literally, back in the original Greek, it refers to the root of bitterness. And you know what they say? The root produces the fruit. So if you need healing from some bitterness that lingers on from your past, draw close to God. Experience His grace, His unmerited favor towards you. Jesus came so that you could be better, not bitter. That's grace, and that's God's word fresh for you today. God's word is like a scalpel in the hands of a skilled surgeon, able to carve out, to get rid of the things deep in our soul and spirit that are robbing us of all that He has for us. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.